Kids took over the Atkinsdale Clubhouse this week as part of an experiment to give St. Albert youths a place to hang out. The City of St. Albert's Youth Clubhouse held its grand opening on January 7. A pilot program based out of the Atkinsdale Clubhouse, 36 Alpine Boulevard, the clubhouse aims to give youths aged 12 to 18 a place to learn skills, try activities, and get involved with their community. The city's 2023 Community Social Needs Assessment Survey found St. Albert didn't have any safe, supervised places where youths could gather that weren't schools, sports center, or playgrounds, said Shannon Piller, the city's Youth Asset Development Coordinator. Her office started the clubhouse to fill this gap. Based on similar programs in Morinville and Leduc, the youth clubhouse will give youths a chance to take part in free, drop-in, supervised activities from 3 to 5:30 p.m. every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from now until June 26, Piller said. It's a space that's inclusive and for youth, where they're accepted and they have a say in what activities or programs they're involved in, Piller said. The clubhouse is also a place where youth can connect with community groups. Piller said groups such as the St. Albert Public Library, Soulfire and Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society will help run the clubhouse. Activities will initially include board games, pottery, candle making, and baking science. The Neutral Ground Community Group will bring crafts, war games, and retro video games to the clubhouse on January 9, said group coordinator Richard Miller. The city has needed an inclusive youth program for a long time, he said, and he is excited by this program's potential. Belarus grade 10 student Bentley Jenneroux was the first youth to visit the clubhouse on opening day. An avid attendee of Neutral Grounds gaming events, he said he thinks the clubhouse will be a great place for youths who have social anxiety. I wasn't expecting it to be this barren, he said. The clubhouse was largely empty apart from two tables, some throw cushions and games, and, for opening day, free pizza. No offense, he added, to the amusement of Youth Suicide Prevention Coordinator Laura Charwa, who was one of the few people in the place at the time. We were expecting no one on the first day, so the fact we have one person here is awesome, Charwa said. The clubhouse was light on decorations as volunteers had to pack everything up in between meetings, she explained. Bentley said he hopes the clubhouse will serve as a place for youth to relax away from their worries, and plans to learn to paint war gaming miniatures through it. It makes you feel like you belong. Piller said the city will evaluate the clubhouse program over the coming months, and might expand it if it proves popular. Details on the youth clubhouse can be found via the City of St. Albert's Community Events calendar. Safe spaces. A second social group, this one for seniors, also held its grand opening in St. Albert this week. Stop Abuse in Families, Safe Society launched its Safe Space Sessions for Seniors group at the St. Albert Public Library on January 7. In an email, Safe Society Executive Director Mark Dixon said Safe decided to start this free group after seniors told them they needed a place to find support and resources to address domestic violence. There's a lot of stigma and shame around domestic violence for seniors, which makes it tough for them to reach out for help. Frequently, it involves adult children, so there are many mixed emotions. Dixon said the group will let seniors learn about fraud, dating, healthy relationships with children and caregivers, and other topics, and meet others who have similar concerns. The group meets on the first Tuesday of every month from now until May 6. Email stephanie@safesociety.ca or call 780-460-2195 for details.